Is this going to do some teamwork today?
Yeah. I was able to get out there and do a little bit more than yesterday, which was, obviously nice and hopefully a good indicator moving forward into this weekend.
Is this kind of where you were after the Minnesota game leading into Detroit? Is it the same kind of deal?
Same kind of deal, but I feel like I'm, further along. I feel like, there was a little tightness at the end of that Thursday night game, which we had. So I think we're just being smart and cautious, especially with this 10-game run in which we have. So, you'd hate for something to happen and, be out several weeks. So I think we're trying to be smart in that regard.
Does playing on turf complicate that at all?
No, it's not something I think about, but, just the touch on that, it obviously does take a bigger impact on your body, joints, all that. So, but that's not something that's, really going into my decision or team's decision, physician's decision.
Is that why you came out late in the Chicago game?
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Try to protect it.
Yeah.
You saw what happened with Eddie and Demaryius when they tried to play through. Does that weigh on you at all? Like you said, it's a long 10-game stretch here.
Well, you just have to be smart. To answer your question, no, but it is, you hate to see that because you got, warriors who want to battle through injuries and whatnot. But, in hindsight, we got a game out of them, but we lost them for several more. So, that doesn't really, I feel like I've been doing this for several years now, and I know my body better than anyone. So, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And, if there's ever, an unfortunate chance that I can't go, then we'll make a smart and well-informed decision.
It is Matthews versus Matthews this week.
It's been fun watching him on tape. He's progressed a lot over these past 2 years since we saw him as a rookie. I mean, really, their entire offense is a lot better than what we had seen. So that makes it even more fun to kind of touch on that a little bit. It's fun to see his success he's had.
Clay, how do you guys help out the back end this week, given the challenge they're facing, not only injury-wise, but the personnel on the other side of the ball?
Yeah, you look at the strength of our team, and we don't shy away from it. It's the guys up front on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive line, and a lot of that stems from the pressure we can create as well as stopping the run. So, Freeman's he's right, 24? Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, he's a stud back there, and, he'll make his plays, and, hopefully, if we can kind of keep him in check, then, it's really about stopping, Julio and everyone they have over there, which is, is difficult. And but really just puts a little more pressure on us to get after the quarterback, make him uncomfortable, be a little disruptive so that way we can take, the rhythm passing game in which they have, take him off the spot a little bit. But, easier said than done.
Are you at all impressed? Morgan talked about how the young guys are. Those corners that haven't had a lot of experience coming in have held up, pretty well outside of a couple plays against Dallas without your top three corners. Has that been impressive to you, or at least eye-opening?
Yeah, it's cliche to say next man up, but you got to appreciate what they've been able to do. You're right. You have, Pro Bowl cornerback and Sam out for several weeks, as well as your first and second round pick from last year have been ascending. And you throw guys in there who really don't get that many opportunities. But you're right. Aside from a few plays here and there, they've done a tremendous job for us. And like I said, it really puts emphasis on the front end. But at the same time, we can take away those one or two plays or whatever it is. And I think we can hang tough with the best of them. So we just ask for those guys to continue to improve and continue to make their plays when they can and help this team out in which they can.
Can you draw on anything from your last meeting in 2014, or are they just such a different team now that it really doesn't matter at this point?
No, I think the thing that game should have been over at halftime, but it just turned into a track meet in the second half. We really had trouble kind of keeping their passing game in check, and that's kind of been their MO at least this year. Is the explosive plays in which they have, the playmakers in which they have. So you definitely, especially playing on the turf down there, you don't want to get into that type of meet with them. I'm sure the offense would love that, but we don't want to get into a meet like that. But that's what they're great at. We'll have our hands full, but they got some great players, and we got some as well.